Get Up with Mike and Gia.
Don't you love we have new audio, Gia?
I know, it's exciting, isn't it? I feel like we're like a lot groovier than we were before.
I mean, Jonas Brothers we were using before. It was a little bit, you know, been out for a year.
I love a bit of sexy sax.
Yeah.
Turn that up. Oh, where's the sexy sax gone?
The sax gone for a bit, but that's all right. We've got
a
good
vibe. That's just rude.
Oh, we've still got a good vibe.
There's a little bit of it.
Yeah, a little bit. That's great.
Anyway, that actually good vibe got us through the whole show this morning, I think.
It was, yeah.
Because you and I went out and had a bit of a late night last night. Mm. We had a dinner. I invited you into the inner fold of my friendship group.
It was a risky move.
It was a
risky
move.
To invite me to anything, but like to your...
Yeah, that. But also like, you know, when you invite a friend into a friendship group and then you go, what if they like them better than they like me?
Yeah. Or to be fair, there's the flip side of that. What if they really don't like that person? Then you have to break the news to the new person
that
that's
you can't come along to our events anymore.
Yeah. Which, by the way, was that me? Was I all right? Or...
I refuse to confirm or deny.
Okay.
But you can hear what happened at this dinner. It was pretty loose.
It was different.
Let's put it out there.
I was not expecting it to go down not like that.
And also on the show this morning, not only did I invite you into my inner friendship fold, I also invited you along to F45, the open day this weekend.
Yeah, I was happy to come to dinner.
But there's going to be free food and coffee at this open day.
I will grab some free coffee and some free food, absolutely. But for the people who are interested in trying out F45, keep a listen out into the catch up because there's a great offer that's coming your way this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of food, obviously there's a lot of food chat on the show this morning.
Yeah, what is this coming from? We're just realising this now.
It turns out that Sizzler is shutting down another shop here in Australia.
Never been in my life.
And I just find that mind-blowing that you've never, not even once, been to Sizzler.
Well, when we were talking about it, I got a message from my mum, who always listens to the show live. Yeah. Bless her heart. Yeah. Love her to bits.
She's our number one listener. Yep.
She is. She's a top fan on Facebook. but she sent me a message saying, you're right, Sizzler wasn't a thing in SA. There was one restaurant, but that closed years upon years upon years ago, like decades ago.
Right, and we put the call out for people of Orange and the Central West to comment and let us know their favourite Sizzler memories so that we can try to convince Mike to do the drive like 4.5 hours to our closest Sizzler.
Next time I'm in Sydney, I'll make the trip out to Campbelltown and try because it does sound good.
Maybe I can just blindfold you and take you to the all-you-can-eat Pizza
Hut
here
in
Orange.
I can smell Pizza Hut. also on the show, movie analyst Shane A. Bassett was talking the new flick Emma and Married at First Sight. We had Mikey on the show who, the only thing I knew about him was that he had a great name.
Yeah, and you guys really bonded over that.
We did.
As a result, I feel like he relaxed a little bit, maybe a little bit too much. Maybe he let some secrets slip.
Oh, he did let his guard down. Mm. Have a listen out to the chat. See where you can pick where he kind of might have stuffed up a little bit. But that is all in the catch-up. Thank you so much for downloading. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
So good as hell. Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. 6:23. We do it thanks to the Orange City Centre. Gia, yesterday morning I put a suggestion out to you about you maybe doing something here in Orange later this year.
It was something that you were asked to do that you didn't want to do, and
it's
now you're trying to shove it off to me.
It's not that I didn't want to do it. It's that I can't do it because I'm not here on the weekend that it's going down.
Okay, we are talking about the Dance for Cancer, Stars of Orange. They contacted Mike off the back of the fact that I tagged him in one of their posts going, he'd be great for this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they've all of a sudden actually gone, hey, Mike, do you want to be in it? And you've gone, I can't, but how about Gia?
Yeah, well, I'm putting it to you.
You haven't actually said this to them.
No.
Good, because I can't dance in front of 800 people.
So I thought, let's talk about this and let's maybe get you thinking about it. You're just considering it is all I'm asking.
But this is the thing. Yesterday, you just completely railroaded me on the air without any notice.
Yeah.
And then you got people to start commenting whether they think I should be in part of it.
But no, I ask people to comment in and call in with support and encouragement.
I know, but then we started getting messages from Sam saying, Stars of Orange for sure.
Mm-hmm.
From Catherine, you can do it. Dance like no one's watching. So now I'm feeling pressured.
Well, I think it's great that people are behind you and think that you can do this.
Well, I did find it quite nice yesterday when Shannon called in with a bit of encouragement.
I just wanted to encourage you to do the dancing thing 2 years ago. So Forbes runs a Dancing with the Stars to raise money for Can Assist. And I think when I did it, it was its fourth year, which was back in about 2018, I think it was.
Yeah.
And made it, I remember when I got the call to ask me to do it, and I was packing it after I stupidly said yes.
That's how I'm feeling, even with Mike suggesting the idea.
Yeah, no, look, pretty much 5 seconds after I hung up, I went, what the hell did I just commit to? But the whole thing is, well, I mean, the process itself was amazing. We used to go to practice every week, and we had to keep it a secret because the contestants weren't revealed until the night. Mate, I'd sneak around town a couple times a week, meeting my partner at various locations, have a dance. It was like I was having an affair.
Well, I do think that it is for a really great cause. Mm. I'm not refuting that. I'm all in support of it. I just don't know if supporting them means me getting out on the dance floor, but I'll consider it. Thank you so much for calling.
You're fine. Not a problem.
So I'm thinking, like, maybe we get in touch with maybe Bree at the Cancer Council and we offer our services in some way. I don't want to dance in front of 800 people. It's a lot
again,
for someone who can't dance.
The knee-jerk reaction, I feel like, is your downfall here. So I'm not going to allow you to say no straight away. What I would like is just for you to sit on this for a few days, all right? Just sit on this for a while.
Fine.
And then make a decision. Because the actual performance happens in June. So you do have 4 months.
I don't think I'm going to change my mind on this, but I'm happy to give you a couple of days and pretend like I'm going to marinate on this. But we are fully in support of the Dance for Cancer, and
absolutely,
I want to help them out somehow. We'll determine how soon.
Absolutely. In some way, we will support Stars of Orange, but I think you should definitely dance. Guy Sebastian, Let Me Drink, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, 6:41.
I dished out a bit of charity last night. I allowed Mike to come along to dinner with my friend group.
That was so backhanded.
No, but I was having dinner with a group of friends that we do regular dinners with, and I thought, why not invite Mike along? Like,
yeah.
I've never thought to do this before.
You know who likes food? Mike.
Mike loves food. He'll love this because we're going to try out that new Italian joint that's opened up, the one that Mr. Limbs has opened.
Yes.
Yeah, and we went along and had such a great time. Sammy looked after us chronically. But before you came, we needed to make sure that you were up to scratch of what we are calling our culinary club.
I kind of felt like I was joining a fraternity.
Yeah, and there was some suggestions being thrown around of hazing for the newbie.
Yeah, which was, like, not on board with that.
Because we like to do dress codes
whenever
we go out. For instance, we've been to Elwood's before and had to wear a strictly flannel shirt dress code.
Okay, yeah.
We went to Dum Dum Dumplings in formal wear and sat in the restaurant, despite the fact that mostly people go there for takeaway.
Yeah.
And they definitely don't go there in formal wear.
No.
But last night there was the dress code of black and white.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I had thrown out the idea, maybe I should tell Mike that it's Technicolor.
I'm glad you actually did the right thing and told me the actual dress code, because I did follow it. I had black jeans, a black top, I had black and white socks.
Yeah, you
I
did
had black
well.
And white shoes.
Well, this is the thing. Like, you've ticked all the right boxes. You showed up on time.
Yes.
You came along for a drink at the Ho beforehand.
Yes.
You wore the dress code.
Yeah, I chipped in for my meal as well. I paid immediately after the bill was sorted.
That's right. You haven't stinged anyone. How did you find it, though? Because obviously we are an intense group of
Oh, it was an experience. It was a very interesting experience.
Well, I mean, when you're going along to a dinner with a dress code on a Wednesday night, you know it's not going to be just a normal feed.
True. And also, it did feel like, you know, it was joining a very strong clique, I guess you could say.
You could call us an elite club.
Yeah, I guess.
A culinary club.
Sure. Yeah, but I mean, like, that's kind of like how I was feeling. I was feeling like I was joining a clique or something or a group. But that being said, it was very well done. It was a great way to try a restaurant as well, because what did we do? We got one of every single starter and one of every single pizza.
Yes, so we knocked off more than half of the menu last night.
And it was a great way to experiment with it.
It was so good. We also knocked off quite a bit of the wine menu as well.
I think that contributed to the bill.
They are so bad, like, because obviously my friends don't work the hours that we work.
No.
They don't wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So a Wednesday night, they're like, who's having wine? how many bottles should we get? And we're like, we've got to get up really early, guys. Like, literally less than 12 hours from now, we're going to be into work,
yes,
hardcore. We can't be doing this.
No, exactly, because, I mean, there were 9 of us at the table, and then, so a couple, for 3 bottles of wine for 9 people is about right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then another bottle was bought, and then someone initiated shots.
Limoncello palate cleansers. They weren't shots. They were limoncello palate cleansers, to which you and I both said, no, we have to work. It's fine. We'll miss out. Sure as anything. What lands in front of us 5 seconds later?
Mm-hmm.
Limoncello.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, today's a struggle. Also, I feel like we kind of need to apologise to the other patrons in the restaurant.
We were getting loud.
We were very rowdy on a Wednesday night.
The whole time I was sitting there, I couldn't help but think, this is not a Friday night. This is not a Saturday night. This is a Wednesday. This is a school night.
But this is the thing, now that you're a part of the culinary club, whenever people see us out for dinner with a group of people, they'll know.
Watch out for those guys.
Because
everyone's dressed the same.
They're in weird costumes.
It was Wednesday.
Very loud.
It was Wednesday. I'm sure people like Mean Girls. Why weren't we wearing pink? On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
That's a very fair question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just putting that out there for the next one. I assume I'm invited to the next one. I hope. That's a story. That's a conversation for off air, apparently. DJ Sammy is next, Hit 105.9. Bastille Pompeii, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, thanks to the Orange City Centre.
Mike, you know how much I love F45.
Yes, you literally talk about it every single day.
Apparently it's one of the rules of F45. You have to talk about F45. But I'm just proud of how fit I have become, okay? Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, is that the F45 here on Peasley Street in Orange actually has a new owner. And to celebrate, they are hosting an open day this weekend on Saturday. And to tell us more about it, we are joined by the new owner himself, Sam Powell. Good morning.
Hello. How are you going, guys?
Oh, really good. Now, what is in store for this open day? Obviously, you know, you want to come in with a bang, new owner. What are you planning?
Yeah, we've got a little bit happening on the day. We've put in a few additional classes. So they'll be running from 7 a.m. all the way through to our last class at 9:30. So the class on Saturdays are an hour, unlike the 45-minute classes through the week. So they test everyone out a little bit more. And we've got Merv's Coffee Cart coming, and they'll be serving delicious coffees for free for everyone. So
for free?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that. I just thought there was going to be a coffee van there. That's exciting.
Yeah, we look after everyone.
Well, my question would be, a lot F45 especially has really started to grow recently. A lot of people hear about F45, but they don't really know what it actually entails. It's more than just a gym. What is F45?
Yeah, so you come in, everything's pre-programmed. Every workout has a different combination of styles and different pods and things like that. So you come in, it's pretty much making sure that you can come into the gym, unlike a traditional gym. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but come in. I'll take you through everything. It's all sort of up on our screens. You can follow that along. The music's pumping. It's nice and short and sharp. Little tiny breaks here and there. And, you should be able to get a fair sweat up.
And the great thing is that you can kind of, like, cater it to your own fitness level, like do the amount of weights that you think is right for you. So anyone, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, Mike, can come and try it out.
You just keep wanting me to come along with you to F45. You've been offering this to me for months now.
Well, this is the great thing, is that on the open day, you can actually bring a friend along for free, right?
This is true.
This is true. So if people do want to come along to the open day and they don't know how F45 works or they've never been before, how do they go about that?
Yeah, so you make sure you download the F45 app, select Orange, and then book your session in so that you don't miss out.
Brilliant.
Book your session in.
All right. Well, if anyone is interested in coming along to the F45 open day this weekend, make sure you download the F45 app. And
just like Mike is doing right now, and book in. I mean, even if you like sleeping in, there's a session all the way through to 9:30. So there's the early, there's the late, there's free coffee. There's also going to be chances to, like, win merchandise and things like that too.
Absolutely.
So, Mike, can I lock you in?
Are we interviewing Sam? Or are we interviewing you as well?
I've actually brought Sam in to try to convince you to come along to
F45. She's our number one advocate, I would say, at the moment.
I would say
that I'm a poster child for F45, but like, come on, you should see my before and after pictures. You can have that too, Mike, and anyone else can if they come along to the open day at F45 on Peasley Street this Saturday morning.
Sam, thank you so much for coming in. Now, Gia, coming up next, I know you're competitive, so you're going to hate this. The song that I won with in Throwback Throwdown a few weeks ago, Natalie Imbruglia's Torn, it plays next at 105.9. Oliver Heldens, hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 7:41.
Sad news.
Mm-hmm.
Sizzler is shutting another restaurant.
How many are left now? Because there can't be many. Like,
only 9 in Australia, in all of Australia. There's only one here in New South Wales, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Because over the last few years, they've become kind of a dying art form, the Sizzler.
Unfortunately, yeah. When I was on the Gold Coast over the weekend on my bus to my hotel, I drove past the Sizzler and I was like, holy crap, there's a Sizzler.
Was there anyone in there?
It was actually packed out.
Really?
Well, it was dinner time. It was packed out.
Well, they must have heard this news about Rockhampton Stockland Shopping Centre's Sizzler shutting down, and they've all come from Rockhampton to the one on the Goldie.
Yeah, because their reservations were moved.
Yeah. But, like, Sizzler is one of those things that's just, like, so nostalgic. It's one of the restaurant chains that we all grew up with. I remember travelling to Sydney for the very first time when I was little, and we went to a Sizzler, and it was the most exciting thing of my life because there wasn't one in the town I grew up in, and I'd heard so much about it.
It's not part of my childhood. I've never been to a Sizzler in my life.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Ever, ever.
I would have thought you would have definitely been a massive Sizzler fan.
I was more of an all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut person. Is that not the same thing?
Well, they're similar vibes. Yeah. But, you know, that's like saying, are you only ever going to eat Macca's for the rest of your life and never try KFC? They're similar vein, okay, but they're completely different.
No, I see what you're saying there.
You've never gone
never
to Sizzler.
Never tried it in my life.
Even when you were on the Gold Coast and drove past, you didn't think, maybe I should try Sizzler.
Way too far south from where I was staying.
Well, this is your problem. You're just not dedicated enough to the Sizzler cause.
Well, if there is one in New South Wales, I mean, I guess, depending on where it is in New South Wales, I could go.
No, I don't think it matters where it is in New South Wales. I think that you need to go to Sizzler.
But what is so good about Sizzler? Like, I guess it's like a buffet vibe.
Yeah, or kind of, yeah. You, like, order at your table. But the great thing is that you walk in and they instantly start giving you free food.
Free food?
Most notably, this cheesy bread that they're known for that they just give you straight up. They're like, here's some cheesy bread.
Just to start with.
No questions asked. Have your cheesy bread.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so good. I remember I went to one... It was a few years ago in the middle of the day, middle of the week, no one was there, and the cheesy bread just kept coming because they obviously keep making it and it needs to stay fresh, so they just kept bringing out cheesy bread.
Oh, I mean, I'm all about that.
It was the best thing ever. And as a kid, I loved it because they do have like a salad bar and a kind of desserty bar thing. I would go nuts on the mini marshmallows at the kids' ice creamy dessert bar thing.
Were you able to, like, was there an ice cream machine that you had full control of?
Yeah, and then you just covered it in everything you wanted and...
Okay, it does sound amazing. But again, I just have never tried it. So, like, before I do go to a Sizzler at some point, I'll go to a Sizzler before the end of the year. How about that?
Well, no, we need to convince you to do it sooner. I feel like I need the people of Orange and the Central West to get behind this on 13, 12, 16. Give us your memories of Sizzler. Your favourite things that you loved when you went and tried Sizzler, and try to convince Mike that he needs to go try this before the one here in New South Wales shuts down.
13, 12, 16, what was the best thing about Sizzler? Let me know so I know if I decide if it's worth going. It sounds good. It sounds great.
But we need to get you over the line.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
13, 12, 16.
The Jonas Brothers, Only Human, hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia at 7:50.
Unfortunately... When it comes to Sizzler restaurants in Australia, they are closing another one. This time the Rockhampton store. So, yep. I mean, it doesn't really impact us here.
No, it doesn't.
There's only 9 left in all of Australia.
So, whenever I go online, I'm looking at, like, nostalgic articles, you know, from the 90s. I see things about All You Can Eat Pizza Hut. Thankfully, there is one here. But they always talk about Sizzler, and that has never connected with me because I've never been to one.
Which is so crazy to think. Like, do you even remember seeing, like, the ads on TV and things like that? There was one from, like, when I was a teenager that I can't forget. Something tells me I'm into something good. Something tells me something.
Something tells me Sizzler is something good, which I am hearing. I'm hearing that it's good. I haven't looked into it enough, but I think, I don't know if Sizzler was a South Australian thing.
Or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was. I don't,
okay.
Because I just don't remember, like, my parents ever taking me to a Sizzler or anything like that. I don't even remember seeing it.
Maybe they just didn't like Sizzler.
They could. I mean, they always took me to all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut.
But you're an adult now, and you can make decisions for yourself.
I'm
and
a grown-ass man.
If you want to travel to that one store that's left in New South Wales, then you're allowed to do that.
I mean, I do feel like I have to experience it.
And I feel like we need to really convince you. You're sort of like, not really like,
seems
oh
like
yeah, I guess I can do that, whatever. No, you need to be on board with this because people love Sizzler.
What are some of the best things then?
Well, the people are commenting on Hit 105.9, their favourite things about Sizzler, and saying, well, cheese toast, obviously.
Because I heard that quite a bit.
Well, it's what they're iconically known for. Danielle even thinks that they give you the cheese toast as a ploy because it's an all-you-can-eat salad and dessert bar so that you won't eat as much of the salad and dessert.
Oh.
Because obviously cheese toast is super cheap to make.
Yeah, but cheese toast is also amazing.
Well, Liana loved the dessert bar, specifically the chocolate mousse, best chocolate mousse ever.
So, I mean, Pizza Hut All You Can Eat also has amazing chocolate mousse.
Oh, Dave, the crispy potato skins.
Again, they sound good. I know what those things are. Oh, I just haven't had them from Sizzler.
They were so good. Well, Samantha has never been to Sizzler either. Apparently neither has Anthony. Guys, you're missing out.
Okay, well, there's still one left in New South Wales in Campbelltown.
How far is that from Orange?
Quite a bit. It's like an hour and a bit out of Sydney.
Oh, my God.
Down south.
So it's like four and a half hours.
I would say so, 3.5 to 4.
Okay, here's this. Penny has actually sent us the recipe for the cheesy bread.
Oh, so the recipe is now in our hands.
Yes, I could bring Sizzler to you in some form.
And then convince me to go and try the actual thing for myself.
All I got to do is combine Parmesan cheese, the powdered kind is the best, with butter, and then just spread it onto sliced toast both sides. Okay, that's not as hard as I thought it was going to be. But thank you, Penny, for sending through that recipe. I might have to just make it for Mike, I think.
I am more than okay with you cooking for me.
That is so stereotypical. This is gender roles.
Oh, come on.
Why am I got to cook because I'm the woman? Is that what this is?
Keith Urban, Hit 105.9. Medusa, Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia thanks to the Orange City Centre.
Well, Married at First Sight is underway and the relationships got real this week with the first dinner party.
Love blossoms.
Look at the way she looks at him.
Adoringly.
While tensions.
Drama's up.
Will rise.
It was a very dramatic episode.
It sounds like that. So someone who was there in the room for the dinner party was MASS contestant Mikey. He joins us on the line right now. Mikey, how are you going?
How are you, Mikey and Jay? I'm good. A little bit tired after last night's dinner party.
Yeah, well, it was pretty dramatic. I mean, mostly Hayley and David's relationship. Did other stuff happen or was it mostly just their drama dominating the whole night?
No, look, to be honest with you, last night's episode, considering what I know moving forward in the series, was probably one of the most boring nights. So you're in for a treat moving forward. That was the only really scandal, but it's very early on, you know? It's the first dinner party. Everyone's trying to observe, get a feel of each other. But yeah, that was really it, if I'm honest.
Well, that's it. You feel like that everyone would be in the honeymoon phase where you're all loved up and happy, and seeing them butt heads so early, it must have made you feel pretty good about your marriage to Natasha, right?
Yeah, it did. I think it made everyone feel a bit better about where they were at with their marriage.
Well, we didn't see much of you guys last night. The last time we've caught up with you was when you were on your honeymoon and Natasha revealed her extreme beauty routine. Can you remember all of the stuff that she does?
We were basically extras last night and we were happy to be. Like, the one thing about this show, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Like, it does go for a while and you don't want to create drama just for the sake of creating drama because it goes against sort of who you are and being authentic. So I was happy to take a backward seat yesterday. I just looked like an Italian restaurant tablecloth with my red and white shirt at the back. But, all her beauty. No, I've already forgotten them. I don't want to remember the list of 105 things. I think there was tanning or, like, teeth whitening, Botox.
Yeah, I feel like at the dinner party, people were saying like, "Oh, you know, we've done the deed, we've done the deed." Did you just go, "Well, I've injected melatonin into Natasha's butt," like?
Yeah. I was like, "Well, guys, you really think you're close because you've just done the simple sex business? How about you get some injections out and doing stuff, some of that stuff, you missus? Then come back and talk to me about building a relationship."
Yeah, that's true love, right there.
There was one of the other couples, I think. Michael, he washes Stacey's hair, so that's quite intimate as well. I think he was the hair washer throughout the series.
Well, it is nice to see these husbands doting on their wives. And obviously, Natasha, she is dealing with a bit of serious personal stuff at the moment. There's a video, not so safe for work, that has been leaked into the public. How's she dealing with it all?
Look, me and Natasha, we're still friends. I mean, we're still together. So I check in with her all the time, and she's going all right. She's fine. Obviously, it's a bit of a struggle. We know the beast that reality TV is, and the scandals and the lies and the exaggerating old stories that come out. And Channel 9 were pretty good at supporting us. And we'll shine throughout the whole thing just to say, look, there's anything that the media can grab onto, they're going to grab it and run with it. So she's all right. All I can do is really support her as a husband and just make sure she's all right, you know, to be a shoulder to talk to. And she's ever got any concerns, just to always be there for her. But, you know, I think she's dealing with it in the right way. You know, we all make mistakes. Whether it's true or not, I've got no idea. I'm not confirming or denying anything. But we all make mistakes. She's a 26-year-old girl, and she's just got to know that she's got that support.
It's nice to know she's got some great friends like you.
Yeah. That's all you really can do. And the biggest thing is to put things into perspective, you know. At the end of the day, it's a reality TV show, and she's a good person. So that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and it's great to hear that some great real friendships do forge out of Married at First Sight, yeah.
Yeah, well, the first commitment ceremony will go down Sunday on Channel 9. And Mikey from Married at First Sight, best of luck with the rest of the season. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, guys. All the best. I'm sure I'll speak to you soon as the season heats up.
I am sure we will.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think you realise that he pretty much said that they were just friends there.
Yeah, I think I heard that as well.
He definitely said that they were friends.
Yeah, because what was the verbiage? He said, you know, Natasha and I, we're still together.
In a relationship.
Yeah. Oh.
Watch this space for that. Hey, speaking
of... 3, 2, 1. Here we go with camera.
Let's go to the movies with Shane A. Bassett.
Joined on the line right now by movie analyst Shane A. Bassett. Shane, before we get to this week's movie, you also wanted to make a quick mention of Taylor Swift's movie.
Yeah, Miss Americana came out, two weeks ago now. It's a Netflix-only movie. It's more or less a documentary, and it reminded me of the Katy Perry movie that came out a few years ago and looks behind the scenes, some songwriting work in the studio that Taylor Swift does, and on stage and meeting fans. And I just really enjoyed it. I wasn't too sure going into it. I do like her music, but I sort of learnt a little bit more of her as a person. And I thought Taylor Swift came out of it quite good. It was definitely filmed with an attitude that it showed all the good things. Mm-hmm. It was very positive. It didn't show many of the bad things, but I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I loved it. It came out on the 31st, and I know this because I watched it the weekend it came out because I was hanging out for it.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really, really eye-opening, and it was very, very enjoyable. So anyone that hasn't watched it, I would say watch it. Even if you're not a Taylor Swift fan, it might just convert you. Mm. And it was all about kind of female empowerment a little bit as well, which kind of ties in with the movie that you're talking about this week, Shane.
Yeah, we have the great Jane Austen adaptation of Emma. Now, it has been done a few times before. I think you might remember the 1996 version with Gwyneth Paltrow, mm-hmm. Gia,
yes,
which was a bit of a classic in the day. And Clueless, one of my favourite comedies from the 90s, was also based around the story of Emma.
Icon. Ah. Absolute icon. So for anyone who hasn't seen either of those movies, what is the basis of the movie?
It's about Emma Woodhouse. Now, although she's very selfish, it's set in the 1800s, she's got a big heart and all she wants to do is help other people. But she does meddle a little bit because she wants to matchmake. It's all about romance here. But what she doesn't realise is while she's trying to set other people up for romance, someone is trying to actually talk to her. But she doesn't see it at first. So that's probably about it, because it's just running around. There's a lot of really good one-liners. Beautiful setting as well. Definitely, I really like the period setting of the old English castles and the gardens and everything. But it's Anya Taylor-Joy. She plays Emma in this version, and she's a young actress who has been actually around for a while but done a lot of darker movies. This is one of her lighter films, and I think she just gets the comic timing right. And Bill Nye is in it, Mia Goth, a couple of really good British actors as well. So highly recommend it.
Well, with the other adaptations of older movies, like the new Little Women film that came out at the start of the year, they actually did away with that ye old English speak. Is this movie in modern day language, or is it harking back to the Shakespeare language?
I was going to mention that, because the new Little Women had a lot of contemporary aspects, not in just in the language, but the things they were doing and their attitude, and I think it was good. It moved forward, where this one is a very faithful adaptation. It's very ambitious still, but no, they remain faithful to the text, so you're going to get all those interesting dialogue that sometimes, if you watch a lot of Shakespeare or Jane Austen adaptations, takes a little bit of getting used to, but I certainly love it.
Well, how many buckets of popcorn out of five will Emma be getting?
Well, I love a good chick flick and romance, and this is right up my alley. I'm going to give it a solid 4 out of 5.
Wow. And speaking of chick flicks, it is actually Galentine's Day today, and if you want to go out on a girl's date, Shaynay has hooked us up with some double passes to Emma to give away right now. So 13, 12, 16, it's all thanks to Universal Pictures.
And Shaynay, of course, and Shaynay Bassett, our movie analyst. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week.
You're very welcome. I just wanted to share the love.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.